Chapter 18. Pale blue paint covered the walls of the Servas living room, with the woodwork around the door and windows picked out in white. A shelf that ran around the room just above the level of the door groaned with traditional greks of all shapes and colours and sizes.
"They were my father's," Elizabeth said, following Enzo's eye. "It took him a lifetime to collect them, and I couldn't bear to throw them out when he died."
Alain laughed. "I leave the dusting of them to her." The girls had been packed off to bed. The adults consumed steaming bowls of hot winter soup in the dining room, along with thick chunks of homemade bread and salted Breton butter. Enzo was drying out now in front of the fire, his good humour and sense of well-being somewhat restored. It was hard not to mellow under the warmth of the doctor and his wife and their obvious affection for each other. Alain poured the whiskies from an antique drinks cabinet with glass doors that revealed a stunning lineup of Scots and Irish whiskies.
"It's something of a passion," he said. "And I collect the empties, too. One day Primel and the girls will inherit them and not have the heart to throw them out."
"Just don't expect any of the children to dust them," Elizabeth said. "And I'm not sure that any of them would be as sentimental as us. I can see most of the contents of the house being sold off at the local brocante."
"Never," Alain chuckled. "They've got their mother's hoarding genes. They might pack them away in the attic, but they'll never part with them."
He handed Enzo a glass well-charged with pale amber.
"I don't know if you've ever tasted this one. It comes from the smallest distillery in Scotland, Edradour. I won't tell you how much it cost me because Elizabeth is listening, but it was worth every centime."
He and Elizabeth exchanged smiles, and he handed her a glass before pouring one for himself. Elizabeth settled herself on the settee, and Alain stood warming himself in front of the fire and raised his glass.
"Slonjava," he said.
Enzo raised an eyebrow in surprise.
"You knew your Scots Gaelic. You can't drink good Scotch whisky without knowing how to make a proper toast with it."
Enzo raised his own glass.
"Sláinte," he said.
Elizabeth echoed the toast, and all three sipped at their liquid gold. Enzo felt the sweetness emerging slowly from behind the burn, the rich, aromatic flavour of malted barley from the Scottish glens.
"Mmm. This is a good whisky."
Alain beamed his pleasure and took another sip of his own.
"So how is your investigation going, Monsieur MacLeod?"
Enzo pulled a face.
"Very slowly, Doctor. In fact, the more I learn, the less I seem to know. I'm still wrestling with the whole question of whether or not Thibaut Kerjean was involved."
"Do you think he was?" Elizabeth asked.
Enzo shook his head.
"I really don't know. Judging by the evidence presented in court, the jury was right not to convict. On the other hand, if the police had done their job properly at the time, he would probably have spent the last 18 years in prison."